Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello, this is Sportcast, the daily news sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian. First up, 18-year-old Prithvi Shaw became the youngest Indian to score a test century on debut on the first day of the Rajkot test against West Indies. Shaw, who opened the innings with KL Rahul, scored a quick century, getting to the milestone in just 99 balls. India lost Rahul early once again in just the first over of the match. Shaw then had a 206-run partnership with Cheteshwar Pujara, who made a cautious start before opening up with a flurry of boundaries. Both batsmen punished a listless West Indies bowling and fielding performance. Pujara put on a display at his home ground, scoring 86 runs before he nicked one back to the keeper. Shaw, who continued to dominate the bowling, had a surprisingly tame end to his innings. He misread a delivery from spinner Devendra Bishu and lobbed it back to him for a caught and bowled. Shaw scored 134 runs from 154 balls in his debut test. Virat Kohli and Ajinkya Rahane then combined to add 105 runs for the third wicket. Kohli scored a characteristically fluent half-century. Vice-captain Rahane once again got off to a good start but fell on 41 to spinner Roston Chase. At the close of play on day 1, India were 364 for 4 with Kohli not out on 72 and Rishabh Pant on 17. The West Indian bowlers looked out of sorts yesterday. For a while, when Shaw and Pujara were scoring freely, the run rate was above 5. Pacer Shannon Gabriel was the only bowler who posed any threat to the Indian batsmen. West Indies are without three of their frontline bowlers. Alzari Joseph is still recovering from a stress fracture of the back that he sustained last year. Kemar Roach is yet to rejoin the team after rushing home following the death of his grandmother. Captain Jason Holder was also ruled out of the match following an ankle injury. Craig Brathwaite is filling in as captain in the first test. A minor controversy has been brewing in Indian cricket. Karun Nair spoke to the media about what he called a difficult situation to handle after being overlooked by the team management in the test series in England. Nair said he had not had any conversations with the team management over why he was not part of the playing 11 in any of those matches. Yesterday, Murali Vijay, who was dropped after the second test against England, expressed disappointment at the lack of communication from the national selectors. He said, and I quote, "Neither the chief selector nor any other person spoke to me in England after I was dropped from the third test. None of them have spoken to me since. I did have a conversation with the members of the team management in England and that's it." End quote. Vijay failed to score more than 20 runs in both the tests and was replaced by Shikhar Dhawan in the third test. India won the third test by 203 runs. Vijay also claimed that a secure and stable environment, something that seems to be missing in the current Indian team due to the constant changes under Virat Kohli's captaincy, are essential. He said, and I quote, "As a player, it is very important that you're going to get more than just one or two games so that you can play better. Stability keeps doubts away. Ultimately, one has to perform and contribute to the team's cause." End quote. After being dropped, Vijay played in the county championship with Essex and had scores of 6, 100, 85, 80 and 2. Meanwhile, the chairman of selectors MSK Prasad expressed surprise about Vijay's lament. He said, and I quote, "All these are baseless reports. I'm equally surprised why he has said this while my colleague and selector on call Devang Gandhi had clearly informed him about the reasons why he was dropped." A senior BCCI official defended Prasad saying, and I quote, "It is very convenient that MSK has been made the whipping boy with some of these players not giving the correct picture. How did Vijay land a contract with Essex? Would he care to tell us? The arrangement was done by BCCI after speaking to national selectors. Within a week of getting dropped, he was playing county cricket for Essex." End quote. In ISL action, a last-minute goal by Rowland Borges helped North East FC beat ATK 1-0 in an eventful match. 30 minutes into the match, ATK's left-hand back Sena Ralte was red-carded, leaving the team with just 10 men as they played on their home ground. North East started the match well, attacking ATK's goal regularly. Federico Gallego found some room for a shot but was thwarted by centre-back Gerson Vieira. The home team took a while to get going and started finding their way through the midfield. Sena Ralte was shown the yellow card for hacking down Radim Tiang on the edge of the ATK box. Then, in the 32nd minute, Ralte was awarded a second yellow card for stamping on Nikhil Kadam. He was sent off, leaving ATK a man short for the remainder of the match. ATK managed to hold off repeated attempts by Northeast FC for nearly the entire match, even threatening to take the lead on more than one occasion. However, in the 89th minute, a Rowland Borges header off Gallego's corner kick gave Northeast the all-important goal that won the match. Sports Authority of Goa Executive Director V.M. Prabhudesai announced yesterday that the much-delayed 36th National Games will be held in Goa next year from 30th March to 14th April. The announcement was made after a discussion with visiting officials of the Indian Olympic Association. The games were scheduled for November 2018, but delays in stadium construction led to the postponement. Chairman of Games Technical Conduct Committee Mukesh Kumar, as well as IOA officials S.M. Bali and Dhanraj Chaudhary, visited Goa to take stock of the situation. Prabhudesai said, and I quote, "Opening and closing ceremonies will be held at Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, Fatorda. The opening ceremony will be on the 30th of March and the closing ceremony will be on the 14th of April," end quote. However, two events, shooting and cycling, will be held in New Delhi because Goa does not have facilities for these sports. Prabhudesai said, and I quote, "We wanted to hold them in Kerala, but GTCC officials have recommended that there are better facilities in New Delhi. Since the two national federations are also based there, they would be in a better position to assist us and coordinate with us." Five new sports will be added to the Games program in 2019. Rugby, Wushu, Modern Pentathlon, Lawn Bowls and Billiards and Snooker. An update on the Cristiano Ronaldo rape allegations. Following the press conference by the lawyers of Catherine Mayorga in Las Vegas yesterday, where accusations were made that Ronaldo had sexually assaulted Mayorga in a Las Vegas hotel in 2009, the Portuguese star was left out of Portugal's national squad for a couple of upcoming matches. He has been kept out of the squad for Portugal's second game in the UEFA Nations League in Poland on the 11th of October. His name is also missing from the squad for a friendly match against Scotland in Glasgow 3 days later. National coach Fernando Santos said Ronaldo would not be called up for the next round of international games in November either. This decision was taken after a conversation between Santos, Ronaldo and the head of the Portuguese Soccer Federation. Matters could get worse for Ronaldo. Sponsors like Nike and EA Sports yesterday expressed concern over the rape allegations. A Nike spokesperson said, and I quote, "We are deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations and will continue to closely monitor the situation," end quote. According to Forbes, Ronaldo is one of only three athletes to have been given a lifetime deal with Nike. The others are NBA icons LeBron James and Michael Jordan. EA Sports, the company behind the phenomenally successful FIFA video games in which Ronaldo features prominently, also said, and I quote, "We are closely monitoring the situation, as we expect cover athletes and ambassadors to conduct themselves in a manner that is consistent with EA's values," end quote. On the other hand, Ronaldo's current team, Juventus, backed him unequivocally. The club tweeted that Ronaldo, and I quote, "has shown in recent months his great professionalism and dedication, which is appreciated by everyone at Juventus," end quote. It also tweeted, "The events allegedly dating back to almost 10 years ago do not change this opinion, which is shared by anyone who has come into contact with this great champion." Ronaldo categorically denied Mayorga's allegations. At age 33, he is nearing the end of his stellar football career. He is a national hero in his country Portugal and its most popular celebrity as well. He is also Portugal's most experienced player with 154 national team appearances, as well as the country's all-time highest scorer with 85 goals.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.